on the basis of the AMBITION trial, they favor initial combination therapy, whereas previously they had favored monotherapy. They use functional class as their main discriminator between different treatment approaches. For functional class one, they and the other guidelines would agree that one should monitor for disease progression, and if the patient starts to deteriorate, start therapy at that point. If a patient is in functional class two, they favor combination therapy. There are some patients who would be poor candidates. Perhaps they're allergic to PDE5 inhibitors, or they aren't going to tolerate endothelin receptor antagonists because they may have excessive fluid retention. So they allow for monotherapy in those kinds of patients using a whole variety of different agents. For functional class three, it's essentially the same story as long as it's without evidence of rapid progression.